Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad you're listening to us today. Whether it's on the radio or the free Odyssey app or streaming live on YouTube, hello to the YouTube folks. I don't know what you have to say. I bet it's not nice, but
Never nice.
I love you anyway.
Besides about Ike, it's always positive.
Well, of course, of course. That is
How does he work with those two idiots?
Yeah. That is the life we have chosen.
Ask myself that.
Yeah, I know. Every day. You look so miserable.
Yeah, you know? you never having any fun.
You're just
laughing.
Like AJ. Cryptic tweets after the show.
Yep.
What if I did that?
Could you imagine? The people would be like, "Oh, thank God you're finally speaking out."
No, would be a great.
I don't
bit.
Imagine you two in the group.
Oh yeah.
What
yeah.
the hell does this mean?
You know what you should do?
Then after, you go silent
after Players Lounge. You should go. So great to do a show with people who know football. The Twitter Quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. Do you know what 6-7 means?
Yeah, what are those answers?
70% is no, 30% is yes.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I actually thought the yes would be a little higher. Yeah. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after we talk to Chuck here on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up, fellas? What's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something. If my kids come on talking about some 6-7 anything, you better send your ass out this house.
And we don't even know what it means. We're getting offended at it.
I don't want you to sound evil to me. You know what I mean? I can't have that around me.
You know what it's like? The fact that we don't know what it means makes it more annoying.
It does.
My brother and I used to do this bit. Now, maybe it's happening to me now, is if we were on an elevator and somebody got on the elevator, we would start like giggling.
Like you're laughing at
God,
them.
You and your brother were the worst.
The worst. Nobody ever liked being around us. And the reason I knew that Val was the one is because she was the first girl I ever dated who checked out of it. She just said, I don't want to be a part of this, and just wouldn't be involved. She just let us, everybody else got annoyed by it. She just did not care. I had no desire to be around us. Anyway, go ahead, Chuck.
Well, listen, we did stuff. It was fun. Back in the day, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If these kids doing, you know, they could be saying some things, and it could be cool to go ahead and destroy some stuff downtown, or you know what I mean?
God, that's true.
Build a bomb in the basement, you know what I mean? So you got to know what your kids into. You got to decode these kids, man. I'll decode mine straight up from the rip. You ain't coming here, and I don't know what's going on because you know it'd be too late. And then next thing you know, you on the Channel 6 News, you know what I mean? Your kid done this X, Y, Z. So I'd like to know what's going on. 6-7, I'd even heard of that to the day. And that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? So,
how old are your kids?
Know, well, I got one that's one just turned 21.
Okay.
And then I got nine and a young one, 5 years old.
Okay, so maybe the 21-year-old is out of it, and the 5 years old isn't into it yet. You might be lucky. You might avoid this whole thing.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
It's just it ain't something for me. I'm sorry. I don't like none of that. Don't come back to school with none of this stuff. But anyway, let me say this, right? This is as the world turns. This is as the world turns, as the Eagles turn. I mean, you know, you go get BG, and you got this guy, you know, AJ doing all this. This is just, it's enough, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on with this team. You know, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the season. You know what I mean? That's just what I'm going to do. You know, I sat back and I said to myself, you know, we won a Super Bowl last year. I'm appreciative of that. If we get anything this year, it's a bonus. You know, it seemed like AJ is he's hell-bent on destroying this year. I don't know what it is. I mean, your guy is like a, he's like an unhappy, you know, unhappy wife, man. Like, you just, you know, you get every, give the person everything and they still not happy. I don't get it. I don't get it. The guy just, he has $1 trillion, you know, probably get any home he want. He got a bunch of money and, you know, a great family, a wife with, you know, supporting cash. You know, the kid, the guy just had 2 touchdowns, 100 and something yards passing. What else do you want from us? You know what I mean? The fans love you. You know, what else you want, man? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what the guy, I don't know what he's looking for. You're not going to get it from here, though. I mean, you're just not going to get it. If you're not happy with him, you're just not going to get it, man. So I'm just trying to get the last little bit of, you know, lemonade. I can get out this lemon, you know, this year. Squeeze it out. You know, just the last little bit out and see what we get. Because I know after this year, this thing being broken up, it's over. You know what I mean? There's no way repairing this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I wish I had a lot of, I wish I had some pushback against a lot of that, Chuck. But I'm in an uncertain sort of position now. I don't know. You're saying this. Other people have sort of started hinting at this, and a lot of it is because they feel like AJ doesn't seem to be happy no matter what. Whether he's getting touchdowns, whether he's getting catches, whether the team is winning, something is not fulfilling him. And maybe we have it wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, my thing is, like, if we have it wrong, explain it to us, man.
Yeah.
Well, he said,
I don't know what's going on with this.
You know, Chuck, I wasn't here for it, but if I remember correctly, in 23, when he wasn't talking to the media, and then he finally did, he basically said, if I didn't have anything good to say, I wasn't going to talk, and that's why I didn't talk. So to take that and say he didn't talk after the game, you know, putting two and two together, you say to yourself, well, then
you must not be happy.
You must not be happy, you know? And that's, I don't think we're crazy.
Well, his reason for not talking in 23 said, was if I have nothing, if I don't have anything nice to say, why say it at all?
Are you listening to the show?
Did you say that?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
6'7"? 6'7"?
Hey, Jack, I don't know if you remember this, but in 23, when he wasn't talking to the media, he said that if he didn't have anything nice to say, he wasn't going to say anything at all. I don't know if you remember that.
Real quick, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, the NBA, and Spike, this is for you, more than for you.
Uh-oh.
But it's for Ike, too, and it's, cause Ike might take offense to this, what I'm about to say. But,
uh-oh.
You know, I'm going to say it, you know what I mean? We should give tribute. You know, the NBA is going to NBC this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last night I was up, you know, smoking me a cigar, watching some TV.
Do you smoke a cigar every night?
Every night. Damn, every night. Yeah, but listen,
all right.
I had to think to myself, right? Why, you know, the NBA's going back to NBC. Let me go back to 2001, right? To the best team to never give us a championship. Now, I got a reason why I said that.
Go ahead,
right?
Brother. Talk your talk.
I got a reason why I said that, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We should give tribute, you know what I mean? Going to get in contact, you know, rest in peace to Mutombo. Can't get in contact with him now. But going to get in contact with Eric Snow, get in contact with Aaron McKee.
Mm-hmm.
AI's doing his book.
Well, Eric Snow might be napping.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's fine. Yeah, it's all right. It's all good. But we should give tribute to these guys. You know, because they're giving tribute to him in 25 years. And I went back to 2001, and I just start remember how that made me feel. It was a buzz in the air. You know what I mean? In June, man. You know what I mean? I didn't bring it to nobody else. I didn't bring it to the morning show. I didn't bring nobody. I brought it to the afternoon show because I think that we should pay tribute to these guys. You know what I mean? For, even though they didn't win a championship, the way they made us feel at that time. And I say the reason why I say the Eagles, so the Eagles have won championships after that.
I agree.
The Sixers have been close.
I agree. I actually agree with you, Chuck. I agree with you.
All right.
It's one of my favorite teams, too. I love the 0-1 Sixers. I was here. That was a wonderful time. Listen, I still to this day, you know, AI brings back all types of memories, not just on the court, just being here in Philadelphia during that time. It was a great, right. It was a great time. In this city. So, yeah, and you're right. You know, if the 0-4 team, if we hadn't been to another Super Bowl since then or we hadn't won a Super Bowl yet and the 0-4 team is a beloved team, yeah, our time has passed. They've won 2 Super Bowls since then. So that team isn't going to be celebrated like this 0-1 team could be. It's the last time they've gone to the finals. It's been 25 years. I agree. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it.
I just think that, like you said, I agree with you. We you know, and at that time, you got to remember that, you know, the Eagles were just becoming good.
Yeah.
Yep. We didn't have, you know, 93 Phillies, I think was the last team that probably was in the championship. We didn't have too many championships between and that team.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that team was just, it was just, I mean, I remember Pat Croce going on top of the Ben Franklin, you know, bridge. And
All right. They didn't win anything.
They got actually, they got there before us.
Yes, they did.
I mean, they got there. Yeah, they got to the championship game before we did.
Thank you for the call, Chuck. They didn't win anything. No, they didn't.
You don't like the 0-1 team.
Well,
you don't want to celebrate them.
Yeah, where do we get that from?
Look. They didn't win anything.
Yeah.
They didn't win anything.
It was the last time we've been in the final. They won the Eastern Conference.
They did. They won the Eastern Conference. Congratulations. It was a quarter century ago. The Sixers don't deserve to celebrate them.
We got the jerseys back.
Beat a good team in the playoffs. That's what I want to celebrate. Beat one good team in the playoffs. Enough. And this is a message for the Sixers. I am not celebrating a team that lost 4-1 in the finals 25 years ago. Enough.
Hold on.
Enough.
No, don't try to suppress our excitement about the Sixers. And we don't care that they lost 4-1. They won the first game.
They did.
The step over.
Oh, step over.
That's all we remember. That's all we care about. That's all we remember, man. We're bringing the jerseys back this year.
Have fun with the jerseys. Have fun with hip hop.
Hip hop, I could have. Okay, but. All right. He's back too.
Yeah, everybody's back. Oh, yeah. Remember 25 years ago when we didn't win? Oh,
hold on. We still celebrate the 93 Fells.
Nobody celebrates the 93 Fells anymore.
Wow.
They don't.
I think this is no, held in high regard.
Well, the organization still roll them out there, but I think the city is not celebrating the 93 Fells anymore.
I think the Phillies fans of our age have a soft spot in our heart for the 93 Fells,
yeah.
But we don't go, No, win a championship, Sixers. Enough. No celebrating until you win something. Get to the conference finals, for Christ's sake. Here's the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Presented, of course, by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey, Jack, did you know that AJ in 2023, when he didn't meet with the media, said that if he didn't have anything nice to say, he wouldn't say anything at all?
Yeah, so usually, I don't usually do that. I'm pretty locked in.
You did it right after he just said it.
I finished talking and you said
you came right in and said it.
Listen,
that's how I knew he wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening because he wasn't here. And I thought you just misrepresented what he said. I wanted to make sure we were all on the same page.
No, did you know that in 23?
6'7". What do you mean to do? All right.
Come on, man.
All right. So Christian Redd, a longtime baseball reporter for the Daily News up in New York. He's a Substack. And he somehow was the first person to talk to Scott Boras.
Well, Scott Boras will talk if you ask him.
Yeah, yeah. This is all a phone interview, so there's no audio, which I'm sorry about. It's strictly just written quotes, which means I have to read it, which is always an issue.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm sure. So this is the main one that I think... kind of puts a it, it's puts the fire out.
So the context is he was asked about Dave Dombrowski's comments about Bryce Harper.
And the question was, could Dombrowski ever conceive the idea of trading a player of Bryce Harper's stature?
That was the question to Scott Boras.
And Scott Boras said, I don't think Dave or John or anybody's contemplating Bryce Harper not being a Philadelphia Philly for the rest of his career. Remember, there's only 10 qualified hitters that had a 355 OBP, a 485 slugging percentage this year. Bryce, Shohei, Schwarber, Juan Soto, Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, Jose Ramirez, Freddie Freeman, George Springer, and Ketel Marte. If you want to talk about Harper's minimums due to injury, there they are. Pretty nice group he had at the end.
So you're saying he's throwing water on it. I don't think that's what he's doing at all. I think what he's doing is saying Dave Dombrowski was wrong.
Yeah, he's countering what...
Well, he is.
Yeah. He's saying, why would you trade a player who's already elite?
Yes. Yes, he's countering what Dombrowski said.
Yeah. That is... Now, look, maybe threw water on the trade thing, but to me it sounds... I would love to hear the audio. The fact that he had those numbers...
Yep.
Right in front of him?
Well, yeah, and he had expected stats. Do you want to hear about what he said about expected stats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said when you look into expected baseball stats, Harper is pretty much on par with his career averages. He's surrounded by Kyle Tucker, Fernando Tatis Jr., Bobby Witt, and Rafael Devers. His barrel rate, hard hit rate, exit velocity are all in the top of MLB. His barrel rate is the same as Vladdy Jr. and Witt Jr. His exit velocity is the same as Cal Raleigh's and Julio Rodriguez's.
Well, glad he settled that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say this.
Yeah.
Bryce was not happy hearing those comments.
There's no... And Boras, I'm sure, wasn't happy hearing those comments either.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy who's trying to get him the extension that Bryce was so moody about all year.
He said, I agree that Harper missed time due to injury and that his volume was down. But other than that, Bryce Harper is performing at an elite level on a number of characteristics that we keep track of.
Well, then I would say he countered what Dave Dombrowski said.
I think he could have like inflamed it, saying like if he's not happy, then I guess we could work a trade or something like that.
He knows that's not what Bryce really wants.
Bryce just wants more money and more years.
Yeah.
I mean, what
they should. They should
about?
Just do it. They should just do it.
No.
Yes, they should.
They should not.
Yes, they should.
They should.
3 years, $100 million. Just do it. Who cares? Yeah.
No.
Yes.
We have him. He's under contract for another 6 years.
I don't care.
Do you want the moping best? Like this?
Do you want the next 3 years to be him giving it all? Yeah.
Is he AJ or is he a winner?
I don't care.
Okay.
AJ is a winner.
Well, I mean,
two-time Super Bowl LVG.
Does he care about his contract in 7 years, or does he care about winning a World Series where he had several opportunities against the Dodgers to come through? And I'm just being honest.
Oh, you're right. This is where we're losing the interview at.
Yeah. Bryce Harper's a great player. Absolutely, positively no extension until.
Did they win a World Series?
Well, he should prove that he's still where he needs to be. And no showman headbands, none of that.
No, we're keeping that. We're keeping the rivalry pack. We're keeping all of that.
I'm just saying he is under contract for 6 more years, which is longer than most players even get for the contract at all. And this contract is half over, and it still has 6 more years on it.
Underpaid, though.
Yes.
Average per year.
Yeah, but he has the security. That's why he signed a 13-year deal, you know?
Yeah.
He knows he's going to get 20.
I would say Scott Boras wasn't smart in that deal.
I would say so, too.
Yeah.
But Bryce didn't want an opt-out. That's
even worse.
It's also what he said. It was like, Bryce wanted to be there, so I've negotiated opt-outs in every deal I've ever done. This is like the only one that he hasn't done it with.
Yeah, Bryce wanted an opt-out, and Bryce, well, whatever. Let's get to the next thing. Sorry.
So the Blue Jays versus Dodgers.
Can't wait.
Pretty thrilling game last night.
It was a great game last night. That Springer home run, I saw it, and I said, man, why couldn't we hit a home run like that?
I know.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah. What a moment. Yeah. This is a great moment.
No, I'm incredibly jealous.
Yeah.
Incredibly jealous. Hoffman closes it out, strikes out the side. Would have liked that last year or in game 7 of 23 from old Jeffy, but at least he figured it out for the Blue Jays.
Well, you did blame Topper for his...
The one last year.
Yeah. I felt good for Jeff Hoffman.
I did too.
Yeah.
I both felt good for him and also where was this last year?
He's not a Philly.
I like Jeff Hoffman. I like all these guys.
You like all pitchers.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Any of a Philly kind of tattoo on his shoulder shows how much it means to him here?
Yeah, I like his story. It's a good story.
Bryce saved his career.
We did talk to him one time last year. He did seem like a good guy.
We did talk to him?
We did. We had him at the stadium. And we actually asked him about coming back, and he was emphatic that he wanted to be here. Correct. I think Jeff Hoffman
was that the Yankee series.
I think so.
It was.
Because
okay.
He told us all to relax, and then got blasted for 3 days by the
yes,
Yankees.
Yes, he did tell
he
us
did
to relax.
He did tell us to relax.
Yep.
No, then, Jeff, you relax.
Yeah, then it looked like we were a Little League team playing a the college team.
Monstars.
Yeah, yep.
But yeah, watching last night, you know, watching what Springer did.
Yeah.
He's got the third most playoff home runs of all time.
Yeah, he's tied with Schwarbs.
Yeah, listen. Maybe one Alex Bregman.
I know Manny had 29.
Yeah,
does he? Manny is the he holds the record.
I would love to see Blue Jays take down the Dodgers.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely cool. Root for the Blue Jays.
Yeah,
nah, we got to root for the Dodgers.
What? Nah. So you feel like you lost to the best team?
No, nah, you know what it is. Honestly, other than Vlad, who else do I know on the Blue Jays?
Well, Dante Bichette's kid, Bo, will be back for the World Series.
Don't care. I do know Springer.
You know Trey Savage, close the cool. local kid,
Max never Scherzer.
Yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Bassett.
I do sure know Max Scherzer, but I'm not.
Scherzer's a big
didn't Max Scherzer beat us? Was he with Houston?
No.
What am I thinking?
You're
I was
thinking
Verlander.
Of Verlander.
I was Verlander, yeah.
He and his wife, big pet people, big
yeah.
dog people.
Well, that's because he's kind of got dog eyes.
Yeah.
Who was the, was that Verlander that was with Arizona? Like, who do we play and the wife was?
Well, Kate Upton's Justin Verlander's wife.
Right, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay,
she had
that's
back
what
and forth
of.
With yes. Phillies fans. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, who was he playing with?
He was on Houston in 22.
That was the World Series.
Yes.
Yes, where he gave us the finger.
Yes.
Oh, did
remember
he?
That?
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
That?
In a joking, loving
way. In a joking way,
way
yeah,
which
coming in.
Kind of makes me, you know, bring him in this like year on a one-year deal.
Verlander?
Yeah.
Was he 43?
Yeah, listen, he's chasing 300 wins.
Okay.
Like,
how many away is he?
Dude, I think he's like 20 away. So.
Oh, oh
what, are you kidding me? He's on pistol. He's 45?
Yeah.
Two or 3 years away.
Yeah, he's at least 2 years away.
Yeah.
1 year cooked Verlander. Kind of pitched all right in the second half.
Yeah, that'll go great. Anything else?
Nah.
What's coming up in the top 6, 7, and 5?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
All right, Ike.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I love you, buddy.
What?
My 5 favorite Ike Reese on-air mess-ups.
Oh, this comes from yesterday.
Yeah. What did I do yesterday?
You'll have to remember it.
Yeah, you'll remember. Trust me.
Okay. No, you'll remember it.
You will remember. And we do have Emily and Kelly, who are teachers and wanted to talk about 6-7. So we will get to that after the top 5 at 5 as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.